Tanse, Desiree Brightnose, Ms. Nagasin, Chimawaman Cree Nation Oche. I'm here with my mother, Donna Brightnose, where we're going to be discussing pretty much how she overcame that cycle, being a residential school survivor's daughter. So yeah, if you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I'm going to introduce myself, but not in Cree. My name's Donna Brightnose. I am the mother of my beautiful daughter, Desiree Brightnose, who is very talented. And I'm also a mother of a 60-year-old. I am very blessed for my two brats, I guess you can say.
Yeah, I can show you there's more worse words that you can call us, but
I have a lot of names for them, but I can't say it here.
If we can kind of just start off with where you came from.
My mother is Kathy Brightnose. She was born March 16th, 1943, with a family of four. My mother was a residential school survivor. I was not familiar with any of this until everything was coming out in the news. So this is just as new to me as it is to everybody else. We had a rough upbringing. My mom separated from my dad and we relocated to Thompson. My mom was taking it hard because of the separation, so she dealt with things a certain way. Growing up, we never had the love, the affection. Mm-hmm. I never had that mom come with me anywhere, like take part in schools, like school plays. She never took part in any of the activities. I think because she was so ashamed of being Native and she had such a low self-esteem. And I think now that I realize, hearing the stories of what the residential school survivors went through, so I do understand now why Granny was the way she was.
So when was that moment actually when you were just all clicked, like that this is your life, this is this moment that you wanted a better time?
I was at home with your Uncle Junior and Auntie Darlene, and I tried to cook and just tried to take care of them, right? Because mm-hmm. I felt so lost and so lonely, because like we were looking forward to weekends because there was always drinking, fighting. This is the lifestyle I didn't want for my kids, my family. I wanted a home. I wanted to be that mom who was going to take part in all activities. Everything that I didn't have, I was going to give my kids. A beautiful home, a mom that was going to be there for them.
So if you could say someone who's going through the same things that you went through growing up, like what would you tell them that if they're listening to this podcast?
There's so much opportunity in this world. And you make what you can out of it. You can make it better for yourself.
I want to thank you for breaking that cycle and always taking care of us and making sure that we were always safe. Because I've never felt unsafe with you.
I think that's why I'm so protective over you guys. Because growing up, I was always hurt, sad, whatnot. And I never wanted you guys to ever feel that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm always going to be there for you guys. I always want to be that mom you guys can come and talk to. I want to be that mom where my home is your home and it's a safe place. And you don't have to worry about seeing the negative, and I want it to be positive. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not the perfect mother, and I can see it. I can see where you guys are so successful, right? I think I accomplished. I think
you did,
I did.
Mama. Yeah. You accomplished a lot more than you ever thought you would.
I had my house, my home. I had not the white picket fence, but You know what
I mean? I got a brown one. Brown picket fence.
Actually, I do have a white one. I just hid it in the backyard. I bought it for myself off Marketplace. So, I'm going to eventually do the landscaping and I'll put it up in the corner of the yard there, whatnot.
But it looks nice.
CBC New Indigenous Voices 2021 was funded by Title Presenting and Tuition Sponsor CBC. Program partners, Manitoba Sport, Culture and Heritage, the Centre for Aboriginal Human Resource Development, and Telefilm Canada. Indigenous Training Programs partner, Directors Guild of Canada. Provincial sponsors, Manitoba Film and Music, and Creative BC through the Daryl Duke and William Vince Scholarship Fund. Industry supporters, IATSE Local 856, Imaginative Film and Media Arts Festival, and Film Training Manitoba. Service sponsors, iSplice Films and Final Draft. NSI core funders are Manitoba Sport, Culture and Heritage, and the City of Winnipeg through the Winnipeg Arts Council. Manitoba Film and Music directly supports the development, preparation, and production of the podcast productions produced by CBC New Indigenous Voices participants.